right, welcome to Never Offside with Julie and Kat. What's up, Jules?
Big week. First, we're going to have Emily Carlson on the show, wife of William Carlson, the OG misfit of the Vegas Golden Knights, mother of two boys, and most might know her as from Bachelor, the show The Bachelor, but we know her as a hockey wife, so we're going to chat with her later. But big news, Kat's out of the bag, Kat. We have a new member of the Toffoli family.
There's a new Toffoli. Ty.
Let's see her.
Since he decided a hard launch without telling me on his Instagram before I woke up last weekend, I hadn't even told any of our friends, really. And I woke up to Tyler's Insta hard launch. So
I love it. The world loves it. Baby girl.
It was an early morning, so I got bored, so I wanted a hard launcher. So.
Sure. What's your favorite part about her?
This is Stella Toffoli, the new addition.
How did we come up with her name?
She likes to cuddle and nibble on my face.
How did we come up with her name?
You can explain.
Ty during the off season enjoys a nice Stella Artois. So the name we toyed with. Yeah, it fits. We toyed with a couple names, and she being his daughter, responded best to Stella. So Stella Toffoli it is.
She's so cute. So is she a mama's girl or a daddy's girl? What is it?
It's hard to follow up. Obviously, Dodger was my little girl. So this little girl seems to be a daddy's girl, which I'm totally fine with. So
I love it. So is she going golfing with you, Tyler?
Is she going golfing or?
She's not.
She's not invited yet.
All right, say give her a formal goodbye.
All right,
goodbye. she's so cute.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, there's just something about like a big hockey guy with a little, just little Stella.
Well, that's actually funny. There was a really funny tweet that was like, no chance that he had any say in picking out that dog. Little do you know.
That is his choice.
That is his vibe. He loves a little cuddly dog. This was very unexpected. The funniest thing was when I told you that we were adding a dog, your response was in the beginning of summer, which yes. is like
yeah, timing.
The worst.
So how did it timing. Go down?
Honestly, we just wanted to meet her. And that was, you know, we just wanted to meet her, and now she's comfortable.
Well, yeah. You know, as with anything, no time is going to be the right time, and you're always can double guess yourself, whether it's getting a dog, having children, going where, you know, like it's never going to be the right time, but it's always going to be work out just fine. And she fits right in. So cute. And now I can't wait to get Stella spam all over Instagram that she's hard launched from Tyler. So thanks, Ty.
Thanks, Ty. Jeez.
I love it.
So yeah, that's Stella Toffoli. So happy Mother's Day to me. And happy belated Mother's Day to you. Yes. Did Jeff spoil you?
You know what? He did. He did a great job. All sports got canceled yesterday, so that was a miracle in and of itself. And we went to church.
Was that Mother's Day related? Like, did the
yeah, they like moved all their practices to like Saturday, or just said we're not practicing today for the boys. So that was beautiful. And the weather here in Michigan is just amazing. It's like the first time the sun is shining and it's strong, which. If I lived in a city that had beautiful weather at all times, I would be the least productive person on earth, because the last few days and today, like, I'm like, you think I could do this podcast from like a walk? Like, could I just like do it on my phone? Cause it's so nice. But anyways, yeah,
that's
Jeff
like
cooked a bunch of food. He made this insane quiche. We got to get him to share the recipe. Boys were just playing.
I'm shocked you didn't post a video of him making it. Like, it was a beautiful outcome.
Well, this is actually funny. I now that you say it. So Friday night we went out for one of Jeff's teammates' birthdays. We went out to dinner, and the restaurant, they made the margaritas very strong that night. And I had one too many and did not feel great on Saturday. So I was just like, what the heck? Like, this never happens to me. They did something to my drink. Like,
hungover easily.
So I do not get hungover. And I did not plan to be hungover on Saturday. And I did, like, get a lot of stuff done. Because I was hosting my son's birthday party that afternoon. So I was just, like, kind of in a bad mood all day because I did not plan to feel like that. And then it was just beautiful. The boys were playing. We had friends over for the party. And then, like, by the evening, I, like, started to feel better. But then Jeff had a buddy over, and they just, like, opened a nice bottle of wine, which turned into two bottles of wine. And he's like, try this. Try it. It's so good. It's better than when we tried it in Napa. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not drinking. And Jeff and his friend finished two bottles of wine, and he's like 11 o'clock at night, and he goes, I'm going to make the quiche. I'm just going to do it now. I'm going to get it done with. So he's just chefing it up in the kitchen. We've got all the kids running around still. Like, our neighbors are all over. I went and picked up one of the, like, the friend who was over. I went and picked up his daughter who was in downtown Birmingham who needed a ride home. So I, like, everybody was at our house, and Jeff was just in the kitchen, like, chefing it up at midnight, the night before. And
that's funny.
It's hilarious. Anyways, it's just, like, so that's wild Jeff there.
Well, I mean, it's funny because Jeff and I, we only were in Montreal for such a short time together, but we kind of, like, bonded in weird ways like that. So I feel like that's my jam. Have a little bit too much wine and get in the kitchen.
I have the best, like, picture of you and Jeff. We will share this of your bonding over wine in the corner.
We look very...
sober. Yeah. You look very sober. anyway, so that was that. It was a beautiful day. And... yeah, here we are. It's Barrett's birthday, so gonna just celebrate at his baseball game tonight with his buddies. So, speaking of Wild Jeff, up next we talk with Emily Carlson, and she chats all things from her life, you know, kind of taking off at The Bachelor, to the DM that changed the trajectory of her world and led to a beautiful marriage with two baby boys, life with the Vegas Golden Knights playing in her hometown. So that's coming up.
The Stanley Cup playoffs are in full swing, and Energy Line with Nate and JSB and iHeart Podcast is a must listen from now until a cup is lifted.
Expect top line guests each episode, and some will be legends.
6-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier joins us.
The 94 Cup was otherworldly. The history, the energy, I don't know if I'll ever be involved in something that magical.
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Energy Line with Nate and JSB, and listen now.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
All right, welcome back to Never Offside. We're joined today with Emily Carlson, wife of William Carlson from the Vegas Golden Knights. Hi, Emily.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you girls, too. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on during such a crazy time here. I mean, playoffs is wild as we know it. I think we just hop right into, holy crap, like this... the series is insane. That last game, like, talk us through it. Where were you watching the game? Everything.
I feel so, like, guilty lately leaving my kids so much because playoffs has, like, consumed so much of me. So, I like, on the away games, I'll stay home. But, like, it's really hard to watch the away games when you're home with your kids. So, that might be my biggest mistake. But also, I get so nervous watching the games that it's almost better that I'm not totally watching. But, I had gotten my babies all down to sleep, and then it went into overtime, so I was able to watch the overtime, and that was, well, no, it was about to go into overtime. I thought it was going into overtime, but they scored with, what, 0.4 seconds left in the game?
It was crazy. Like,
did you miss his goal when you weren't watching?
Was his goal? Yeah, I missed his goal. totally missed his goal. It was, I think it was during bath time. I don't even remember when he goaled. I'm so bad at this stuff. Like, that's, I'm like the same. Worst sometimes.
I think you and Kat could rival for...
Yeah, I mean, we have so many friends in common and we've never met before in person, which is crazy.
I mean, yeah, it's a small world, honestly.
But yeah, right when you were saying that you're so bad lately at watching, I immediately...
You're like, yeah, like, I know this connected. Girl, yeah. I do feel guilty. Like, we have, like, a bunch of watch parties and I never go to the watch parties. But I'm at every playoff game, I'll tell you that. I actually go to those. But when they're away, I'm kind of like, oh, gosh, I have to stay home. I have to be with my kids. I feel so bad.
Yeah. Well, I get it. And do you feel that there's any, like, superstition tied to, like, I feel like if I did something one time, I'm like, and your boys, like your oldest, I mean, maybe is, like, can like see dad on TV for a second. So you want to like be there for that reaction because it's cute probably.
So cute. My son just turned 2 today. And so he's definitely starting to like, when I bring him to the hockey games, like I want to bring him because he's starting to actually understand who dad is. And when I take him to warmups, he's starting to like realize that, oh my gosh, dad, a hockey game, dad, go Knights. It's the cutest ever. And then I also have a 5-month-old. And so it's hard to really balance all this chaos right now. It's actually, I'm so tired. I can't even begin to tell you. But playoffs is so exciting. Like during the regular season, I'll straight up tell you, I don't really watch the games and I hardly ever go to the games because right now the season of life has been busy, busy, busy with kids. But playoff hockey, I'll watch. People are going to hate me for saying that.
I mean, well, you're real.
Yeah, talk about just Vegas with playoff hockey, the fans, just everything about it.
I mean, so all I know is Vegas hockey. And ever since the franchise came in 2017, I just know like that stadium is electric. Like our fans are, and I know I'm probably biased, and mind you, I've never been to any other stadium. Our fans are unbelievable. Like every game is loud. It's like techno music. We're at like a nightclub. It's insane. And the people are so energetic and so fun. We have such like a great fan base. I really believe that. And playoff hockey is a whole different level. Like the other day when I was at the game, I lose my voice. Every time I come home, my voice is gone because we're talking that loud. It's like, we're screaming. It's always chanting. It's chaos, but it's so fun. So yeah, the playoff hockey in Vegas is just, it's insane.
Do they do anything different? I've never been to a hockey game there, but do they do anything different during playoffs, like for that like pregame intro, like the crazy introduction and stuff like that?
Yeah, they film like a whole different like introduction of like how we're trying to unite the realm and like the knight going to battle. It's always like really cheesy, but it's actually kind of scary a little bit. Sometimes like that beginning is like scary. Yeah. I get nervous. I think about it for the kids and I'm like, I think the kids get scared sometimes. Yeah.
Like, what is this rated? Can my kids come and watch?
Yes, the kids would love it. Like my son, he loves like I'm sure every kid loves their team mascot, but like Chance and the Golden Knight. It's so fun. It's so fun for kids.
And then Lil Jon comes on and starts like,
yeah. You guys just have it all. You literally like, it's going, oh, look, there's my little garden boy, Jeff, in his off season time. You can see his shadow in the back.
Oh, cute. That's so nice.
I begged him to plant the plants that I picked up yesterday.
That's, I'm like, so they're nice. Good. What a good.
Yeah, he's handy.
He's to work. That's nice.
He's a good helper in the offseason.
That's appreciated.
Yes, it is. But I'm laughing because I can just see him going back and forth.
That's so funny.
Anyways, talk about distractions. But okay, let's back it up and go back to, I mean, we got to go back to the beginning. Most people probably know you from the show The Bachelor. We know you just as a hockey wife. And yeah. Of course, I'm sure we've all watched The Bachelor before you were even on it. So take us back to like that whole part of your life. Like, what was life before like you were The Bachelor with your twin sister? And like kind of how it's, we want to kind of go through the journey of how it led you to William and where we are now.
Back to Vegas.
Yeah.
No. Back to Vegas. doing The Bachelor was like the greatest decision my sister and I ever made. It was the funnest experience of our life. I was 22 years old. We were just little babies, just thinking this would be so much fun and such a cool opportunity. And it really was. We made a lot of great friends. Haley and I were not looking for love. We were looking to just go on a TV show and have a good time. There was no sort of love going on. I mean, mind you, 22, I can't even imagine being married at 22. That's crazy. But yeah, and then it led us to like all the spinoff shows of Bachelor in Paradise. Did that twice, and both times were just so much fun. You meet so many cool people. And then that kind of like made my personal career as a social media influencer blossom, which is like the greatest career ever. I love what I get to call my job. And I love that I have that little special something for me that like motivates me and keeps me going like outside of my hockey life. But yeah, so I came back to Vegas and I was single and I heard that we were getting a hockey team and we had known we were getting like a hockey team for like a while, but I kind of thought it was like a joke. I was like, there's no way. And we didn't really know what hockey was in Vegas. We just didn't know. We didn't have a clue. And then anyways, Haley and I got invited to a hockey game. And so we went and I was like, oh, this is cool. Like cute. I had known Will was there. I've always like had a thing for boys with like long blonde hair. So I was like, oh, he's cute. Whatever. I never in a million years would I have ever thought that I would date this guy. So anyways, I go on social media and I send him a DM and I was like, hi, I'm Emily. And everyone always asks what I said to Will in the DM. And I literally just said, hi, I'm Emily, with a little waving hand. And I thought if he was interested, he would just respond. I didn't want to do anything that was like thirsty or anything crazy. And he responded and we were chatting, but he was on the road. And then like a month later, we met up, took a long time to meet up a little bit. And then like literally since then, and like typical stereotype, I thought this guy was going to be a player. I thought this will never work out, but this is a fun time. We'll just like have a good time together and that'll be it. But then like he asked me to be his girlfriend like 3 weeks later, which he'll be mad that I said that. He was like a little like a hopeless romantic. It was really cute. He was always like really sweet, more shy. I'm definitely the more outgoing one. But yeah, he was always just like different than all the other guys I had dated. Just very like sweet and thoughtful and caring and more gentle and calm. So yeah, we hit it off and then we dated for 4 years and then he proposed and then we got married and then now we have two kids.
Okay, going back to your DM.
Yeah.
So I looked at his profile pre you.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of selfies with the long hair.
Yeah.
So I was just dying thinking about you going on his Insta back then and being like, wow, this guy's got some stuff to work on this Instagram page.
Oh, his Instagram page is horrible. Like, honestly, I do not know what people would. It's funny because on his Instagram, you would think he's like self-centered, cocky, like all these things, but he's super shy and does not. Well, people jokingly call him Wild Bill because he's so quiet, not because he was Wild Bill. It's like a joke. People would be like, oh, Wild Bill, you're so crazy and so outgoing. So no, it was like a joke. But now, I mean, you guys saw his like, what was it, when we won the Stanley Cup speech? That was Wild Bill coming out in pure form. So that's like the most wild he gets.
Who gave him the nickname Wild Bill?
I honestly, someone in Columbus. I honestly have no idea who it was, but someone in Columbus gave that to him.
So it's traveled. It's traveled well.
Oh, yeah. Sure has. And it stuck.
He claims that he doesn't even understand it too, right?
Yeah, no. He totally acts like, oh.
After The Bachelor, you know, what is that like too, to get like an overnight following? Like all of a sudden you have all of this attention on social media and then, you know, it translates into your life now. Like what is that like? Is it stressful?
It was like the craziest feeling because you don't get your phone for that amount of time that you're on the show. So it was about 2.5 months for me. And I remember the feeling of getting my phone back and thinking, like, I'm going to turn this on and, like, I'm going to have all these, like, texts and stuff and phone calls. And, like, people are spoiling all the stuff. And so, like, you do get a small following in the beginning. And I would just, like, this is crazy. Like, this, like, people want to follow me and why? And then the show would start airing and I would get followers every single time that it would air. And it was just crazy. It was kind of, like, the best. And then I remember getting like, oh, can we be your agent and like manage you and get you brand deals? And I remember back then that was just the beginning of social media influencing. And so I look back at these brand deals that I did and like, how were people paying me to do this? It was a joke. It was so embarrassing. Like, it was
the
so
gummy, the gummy hair or bad. Whatever that every
gummy hair, Care Bear hair.
Care Bear.
What, right? Something oh gummy gosh, bear care true. Hair.
The
it
blue,
was
Fab the blue.
Fit Fun boxes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny because like all of Bachelor, like people would be kind of doing the same things and you'd yes. be like, oh, here's the gummy day.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I've had quite a few friends that have gone on. I grew up with Wells Adams. I know a lot of people. But I've never actually asked, does the show give you kind of like a social media like advisor for like right after?
They didn't then, but I bet you they do now because yeah. just of all the like kind of like, well, I know that now back then we didn't get much like options for like therapy either. But like back then it was like a lot of mental health issues. A lot of girls would have struggled coming off the show. Now they provide a lot of like therapy and help for people coming off the show because people on social media are super mean and they're horrible.
Well, that was one of our questions was now that you've been kind of in the hockey world and you've, you know, kind of experienced how critical people can be of your husband for their performances or whatnot, or the team in general, which do you think was tougher critics, Bachelor Nation on like you girls or the hockey fandom?
Like back then I was so young, I didn't care what people were saying about me. I was just like living my life. But now I am the most sensitive person in the entire world. And like kids only have made it worse. Like I am protective, I'm sensitive, and I like want to scream and cry over everything. So now is much, much harder to deal with. And like the fact that people think like maybe we lost because of something that one person did is completely false. That's so, it's crazy to think that people think those things. Or you'll hear people in the fans behind go, oh, Carly, come on. Like you do better. Like, and you're like, you see us all sitting here. Like yeah. you see everything. They people know where we sit. They right. know we have our husband's numbers blasted on the back of our clothes yeah, all the time.
The so. Kids are decked out.
yeah, yeah, you guys know. Everyone knows where we sit. Everyone knows who we are. It's ridiculous that like people can be that crazy. But I actually try to avoid most of my DMs. Yes, sometimes it gets the best of me. Like the other day, someone really pissed me off about my kid. And I went hard and then I regretted it. I regret like even giving someone the time of day. I regret even like... It was horrible. And I can't believe that I let someone get the best of me. And it makes me so mad. But I don't know, something about kids I can't do. I can't do. Someone said that it's obvious that I love one of my kids more than the other.
Oh my gosh. Like,
and I'm like, you guys, this is insane. I just had my baby 5 months ago. And she was like, well, you've posted so much of Beckham. And I'm like, I literally just had my other son 5 months ago.
Jeez. Wild. People are crazy.
It was crazy. But yeah, like for the most part, I don't go on like Twitter. Twitter, I think, is horrible. They say the meanest things about our husbands, and like even just like professional Twitter accounts about hockey don't say so nice things. So I try to avoid it. And during trade deadlines, I avoid it at all costs because I get extremely, extremely nervous during all of that.
When you jumped from Bachelor Nation into this hockey world, did anybody from the Bachelor like reach out to you as hockey fans, like any of the dudes that you like met during this?
No, actually no. But like I've listened to like people's podcasts and they'll like mention like, oh, the twins both ended up with hockey players. So like, but no, no one's ever like reached out to me and like, whoa, like can't believe that. But I do think in like America hockey's getting bigger, but it's definitely not as big as it is in like Canada, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like people would be like more starstruck by like if someone was dating like an NFL player or a baseball player, you know? True. So they'd probably be in my DMs then and be like, oh, can I get tickets to that?
That's more so what I was wondering, if any of the guys you met were like, hey, I'm in Vegas. Like,
oh, yeah, no, like sometimes I do get that, like, oh, I'd love to go to a hockey game with you. But I'm like, no, I don't want to go to a hockey game with you.
So tell us about your sister and how she met her husband.
Yeah, so that was my doing. I'm the best sister in the whole wide world. My sister was dating like the most horrible people. And I was like, stop, I'll find you somebody. And I would go through like Will's friends on Instagram. And I would like literally scroll through their friends and then their friends. And I would try to find someone that would like fit my sister's like style. And then I came across Ola. And we were like searching on his profile. We didn't think he spoke English at all. Like his profile was all in Finnish. And we were like, well, he's really attractive. So why don't you just send him a DM? Because it worked for me. And then that's literally how it started. And then now they're married too. So I'm just a professional matchmaker for hockey players.
That, so does she live overseas or does she live at home?
So they just bought a home in Vegas as home base, but they live overseas most of the time. He just did a season in Switzerland. And so okay. She was in Switzerland for like, what, how many months? Like 7 months a really long time. So they just got back not too long ago. And now they just moved into their house here in Vegas, but he'll go back to Switzerland and then they'll do that all again. And then they'll be there for 7 months and come here for the summer. Me and my sister are born and raised in Vegas. So it's hard to come from like the desert heat and like our winters are beautiful, full of like sunshine, even though it's like a little cold to go to like complete like darkness. Like she's been in Finland, Sweden, Switzerland, and they're all just really like dark, cold winters. And that's like hockey season. And then she gets like a little bit of nice like summers when she gets there and a little bit of, you know, after winter. But it's harder for her now with like a baby and like the time changes. And then it's just out there being like alone and not like, it's good for them because her husband isn't gone as much as the guys in the NHL. Like they'll go on their road trips and then like drive back that same night. So it's a little easier with the help, but yeah, like our guys are gone for like weeks at a time. So it's really, really hard to do the mom thing alone.
I bet you're happy to have her home and vice versa.
Oh, it's the best. And like, just, it's sad for me because like we now have babies. And so when she left with her baby girl, she was like 3 months old and now they came back and her baby was almost a year old. She had grown so much and she looks so different. And my sister and I are so close. So that is the hardest thing. Never in a million years did I ever think that me and my sister would be the sisters that get like split up like miles apart. Like, sure, mm-hmm. if we were a couple hours apart, that'd be like totally fine. But miles, like it would take thousands. Forever to get to her. It's so sad.
Oh, well, hopefully there will be plenty of amazing stories, you know, in the short-lived times of our lives, you know.
That's like what we remind ourselves. We keep telling ourselves it's so short-lived, like mid-30s, they'll be retired. Yeah. We'll get to like live close to each other and raise our kids together from here on out.
Totally. Okay, back to sliding into the DMs, and we just want to know a little bit more about William. You know, you said he's like quiet, and that's just like, you know, so contradictory of his Wild Bill nickname. But like, what were the things that attracted you? Like, when he took you, where did y'all go on your first date?
Well, when I first met him, we just met up at a bar with like a couple of his friends and a couple of my friends to like kind of break the ice and like not make it so awkward. And I hate like official meetings. It's really hard for me to do that kind of stuff like a solo. Like if a first date is so awkward for me, I hated first dates. So after that we hung out and that went well, and then the next time, our first date was around Christmas time, so we went to this like Christmas light show. It was called Opportunity Village, and we just like walked and did Christmas lights, and then we played mini golf, and we also ate at some Italian place. And also, like, my worst nightmare is eating on dates, so anyways. But He was always just like so nice and so chill, like so easy to be around. And so I always felt with him that I could be myself. So that was always like, I always just wanted someone that could like make me laugh and make me feel comfortable. And he always made me feel really comfortable, and also just really sweet, really attentive. Like wasn't the kind of guy who would like not text me for days. Like, he was always on top of it. He always wanted to hang out with me, so I didn't always have to be like, hey, you want to hang out? Like, practically when we met, I just like moved into his apartment and we were just like living together, and it was just like I said, it was just easy.
I always wonder when you I've met a few girls in this world who are from here or Canada, and they're dating someone from Sweden or Finland or something. Was there ever a language barrier?
He you know, his Swedish, like his accent, it doesn't sound super Swedish or isn't really thick. So I never really had issues with that. Mind you, when his like friends and family, when I met them, really, really big language barrier, really hard to like understand or like maybe make a joke or something. But it's definitely like a big language barrier with like his outside friends that aren't like hockey players and that actually live in Sweden. But we've moved past that now. I can pretty much understand what people are saying now. And when they speak Swedish, I can understand like the conversation pretty much, but I can't speak it back.
That's amazing.
So I've gotten better at that.
Wow. Yeah. Are your son, like, obviously they're learning Swedish.
Beckham's pretty good at learning. Like, he's picking up words and saying words in Swedish, and it absolutely amazes me. And I'm slowly like learning those silly little words. Like, I can count to 10. I can say a couple things in Swedish, but it's amazing how smart kids are and how they can absorb stuff like that. Like, I actually think it's crazy. Like, when he says äpplet in Swedish. I'm like, did he just say that in Swedish? I'm like, that's crazy. It just blows my mind.
Your husband is the like one of the OG misfits, if you will, from the Golden Knights. And you being from Vegas, like, what is that like playing in your hometown? I think all of us, you know, most everybody thinks like, oh my God, you play in Vegas. Like, you know, you go to the Strip, you're eating all these like fabulous dinners. Like, what is like a typical day in the life of, you know, having a routine in Vegas, if you will, and being from there?
I am probably like the most boring, born and raised Vegas person ever. But like when I first met Will, I was definitely more fun and exciting and like willing to go do dinners on the Strip and stuff. But yeah, playing hockey in Vegas is the best. And I feel extremely proud that I'm like from Vegas and I get to experience this like whole hockey like lifestyle in Vegas with my husband and like our kids now. And I can only pray that that like continues to be like the rest of his career. I think I'm in for a rude awakening if we get traded. Like, I don't know what's coming, and I think it's going to, and I think people are going to want to follow along with that because it's going to be a shock. It's going to be, it will be really, really hard to leave this place. And like, just like this, and I know for everyone, if you fall in love with like a place where you're playing, it would be so hard to like pick up your family and leave. Like, I couldn't even imagine. But like all the special memories that we have here and just being like Will being an original misfit and like how much like the fans take pride in that, how much I take pride in that. I'm just like, I'm so proud of him, like for all that he's like accomplished and for someone who like they thought Will was just like an underdog, for Vegas to give Will the opportunity to not be the underdog, to be someone who's like a key player for like this team, it's absolutely amazing to like have seen him blossom. And like his first year was just like absolutely unbelievable, and I didn't know a thing about hockey, so when I would go to the games, I'd be like, this is cool, like he just got a hat. What's a hat trick? This is great. He got like the Lady Bing award, we got to go to the NHL awards. Like, I was like, what is this life? This is insane, this is so cool. But yeah, I mean, like being in Vegas and everything that's like happened, and you know, winning the Stanley Cup, what was that, like 2 years ago now? It feels like yesterday, though. I mean, it's been the greatest time of our lives. It's been so much fun. So yeah, being in Vegas and experiencing this, I think I'm really spoiled and really lucky. So I do not take it for granted. And I feel very just, yeah, lucky.
I feel very connected to that cup win 2 years ago because we're very close to the Quicks and the Martinezes.
Yeah. Oh gosh, they're such great people.
We went to their cup party and, you know, I'm still like, we're still recovering. Can you tell us what you guys did for your cup party?
So we did our cup party in Sweden, and my husband grew up in a small town called Märsta, and I'm probably saying that wrong, but I did the best I could. And he took it to like the hockey rink that he grew up playing in and let kids like touch the cup, take pictures with him, do all that cute, fun stuff. And then we brought the cup back to our home in Stockholm. And we had like we have like big land on our property. So we just set up tents and stuff. And the weather was literally perfect. It was so beautiful, which Sweden is hit or miss. It could be raining or it could be gorgeous. And it ended up being like the most perfect night. And he had, I don't know, it felt like a wedding. It felt like a big wedding. It was like 100, probably more people. And we had like a chef there grilling and making food, and you know, everybody was getting drunk and it was great. And we were playing beer pong. I mean, it was just like this big, big fun party with all his Swedish friends. And then my dad and his wife came out. So I had some English speaking people there. So that was nice for me. But yeah, once like Swedish people get drunk, it is not going English at all. Everybody is speaking Swedish. Swedish people love to do their chants. They have songs for everything. They sing like that's all they do, is they sing these songs and take shots. It's amazing. Like, Swedish people know how to drink. I will tell you that. And you will be blacked out if you ever go to a party and there's Swedish people.
That entire team seemed like such a time.
Oh, it was the best. I wish I wasn't 3 weeks postpartum, but it was the best. I was really struggling. That was like my first baby, and I had definitely postpartum anxiety. I want to win again so I can experience it not being newly a new mother for the first time as well. And I had to miss out on so much because I just didn't know it was a shock. Having a baby was a shock.
Amish, that's a lot.
Oh my God. Yeah. I just remember trying to help plan his cup party because he doesn't know how to plan for anything in a country that I don't even know the language. It was so hard. I was just stalking Swedish girls on Instagram and like trying to find who plans their weddings and parties. And that literally would just reach out to these people and pray that they understood what I was saying.
Oh my gosh. So is that what, like, do you guys go back there still in the off season, or how does that, what does your off season look like?
Every time that hockey ends, we go as soon as possible. For Will, he just wants to get to Sweden. He wants to be with his friends and his family. And it's like so hard, the travel days, especially now with kids. And now that we have two, this will be the first time traveling with two kids. Those days give me so much anxiety. I could probably just puke all over the floor. But once we get there and we get settled in, I'm like, it's like a sigh of relief. And like, it's like, I love being there. I have no one blowing up my phone, no one telling me what to do. I don't have hair appointments. I don't have nail appointments. I don't have all the things. I'm not working out when I'm there. I just don't have anything to do. And so I get to focus on me and my kids and my family. And like, those are my favorite memories. Like looking back on Sweden last year, just like that month and a half that I got to be with just me, Beckham and Will was like my greatest memories. It's truly like, I can't wait to go back. But also I'm like, oh my God, we have to go back and we have to do this like 14-hour travel day. And last time our connecting flight got canceled. It, you know, travel days never go great. It was insane. But yeah, once we get there, I'll be fine.
I love that. It's like somewhat off the grid. I wish I could do that.
I love being off the grid. And then when I get back, it's almost like too much for me. It's like, I feel out of control. I just feel like I have to catch up on life. I have to start working again. I have to schedule all these appointments again. It's stressful. So sometimes I just wish I could just be out there forever.
Right.
Something that we saw, speaking of Sweden, sometimes they have different food preferences than we would in LA or Vegas or whatever. We saw William's like eggs on spaghetti or something.
Okay, he's weird. No, that boy eats the strangest things. But I'm a really, really picky eater. Like I eat like a little kid. So I actually can't comprehend the things that they eat in Sweden sometimes. Like, we have crayfish parties and you will not catch me dead eating a crayfish. We better be cooking steaks for me on the side. And then they like this like Skagen bread with like little shrimpies on top and like all, they love what it, like dill. They love dill. I hate dill. Swedish people love dill on everything. And it's such a strong taste. But yeah, like otherwise the weird stuff in Sweden, yes, very, very weird. And maybe not weird to other people, but really weird to me. But otherwise, the food in Sweden, like, is the best. And the béarnaise sauce, I can't live without it. I have to eat it with everything. I will pack 10 things of béarnaise sauce in my suitcase. I don't care if they're expired. I'll still eat them. I will eat them, and I love it. It's so good.
I don't even know what that is.
You dip it in steak, but I dip it in everything. Like, I'll dip it in anything that we eat for dinner. Béarnaise sauce is going on top of it. I'll put my pizza in it. Béarnaise sauce is so good. But you're supposed to eat it with steak. But only in Sweden, not just like béarnaise sauce from a nice steakhouse. It's only the one from Sweden.
Can you cook anything, like any Swedish meals for William, or is that his doing?
Meatballs and mashed potatoes. Yeah, that's about it. I don't cook anything else that's like a fancy Swedish meal for him, no. He would probably love if I did. Oh, there's this other thing that I know how to make. I call it onion sauce, but it's just like bacon and this onion sauce, and like they eat a lot of mashed potatoes. Boiled potatoes, mashed potatoes. They eat a lot of potatoes in Sweden.
With béarnaise sauce all over.
A lot of sauces. They just have a lot of sauces. They like sauce on everything. They're the people who put like ketchup in their pasta. And I think that's so weird. I think it's so gross. I would never put ketchup in my pasta. Never.
So the eggs in his pasta is just like, it's not a Swedish thing. It's just a him thing. Like,
I actually am not for sure about that, but I saw that video and it must be a Swedish thing because Hannah asked what he wanted specifically, like a Swedish meal. So it must be something he really was craving that day.
We like to wrap up with our quick shootout questions. So, okay, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
To teleport so that I don't have to do travel days to Sweden.
What is more unpredictable, a hockey trade or the Bachelor Rose ceremony?
Well, I would say hockey season, because now with kids and like when Will's gone and I don't have that extra set of hands, that is too intense for me. Like Bachelor, I was like, I got nothing to do. Let's go.
Wives room or Bachelor mansion, which one has more drama?
Oh, the Bachelor mansion is so dramatic. It is so dramatic. Like I actually get like hives thinking about the drama that was in there.
What is your biggest pet peeve about Wild Bill?
Biggest pet peeve. Guys, that's hard because he's so chill. I mean, maybe that he's so chill. Like, maybe sometimes it'd be nice if we, like, got a little, like, emotion about something.
Favorite place to vacation as a family?
I'm biased. Sweden. That's, like, the only place we've been as a family. But it's, like, the best. I love it there.
Do you guys have your favorite holiday to spend together as a family?
We love Christmas. Will is a big Christmas guy. All he talks about is like, I can't wait for Christmas. And then when Christmas leaves, he's like, I'm so sad Christmas is leaving. Like, he gets really, really sad about that. But we do love Christmas. So we make like a big deal out of Christmas.
Would you rather only be able to watch The Bachelor on TV for a whole year or not watch TV at all?
I'd rather watch The Bachelor for a whole year on TV. I love watching TV. That's my guilty pleasure. Like, ever since having kids and I can't be caught up on my shows and people are, like, talking about it, I'm like, no, no, you gotta wait for me. And, like, I'll stay up late and watch my shows because that's how much I love them. I, like, Love Island. I'm not so much, like, watching The Bachelor now. It kind of got, like, a little boring, I'm not gonna lie. But Love Island is, like, the new thing. Oh, my God, I love Love Island. It's so good.
Well, you took my next question. Is there anything that you and Will watch together?
Love Island. We love to watch Love Island, Big Brother. My sister's trying to get us hooked in Survivor. I don't know if you girls have ever seen The Floor, but it's like a game show. We like to watch The Floor together. That's like our quality time together is watching shows. Like, I love watching shows with Will. It's the best. And then we have like so much to talk about all the time after when they're done.
I'm going to ask, did he ever watch your season of The Bachelor?
Yeah, when we first started dating, I was like, he was like, should I watch it? And I was like, sure, like, I don't care. Like, let's watch it. And he thought that my sister and I were so funny. And he was like, it's boring now that you guys got kicked off. So, yeah, he was really cute and supportive.
Wait, I love this so much. Anyways, we are going to let you go. Thank you for coming on today. You are the sweetest. And just, we are rooting for you guys. And just appreciate you coming on. Go Knights, go.
Thanks for having me, girls. I really appreciate it. This was fun.
All right. She is so fun. My gosh. I didn't know how much she was going to talk about, you know, like The Bachelor and all that stuff, because she's probably been asked about it 1,000 times. But she has such funny stories. And yeah, it was great to get to know her.
Just so funny about his nickname, because he's the opposite from Wild.
Sorry. Tyler. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Stella's
calling. Are you serious? Oh my God. Tyler. Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God. Okay. Tyler, you know better. All right. Tyler knows better than to FaceTime me on Mondays at noon, but all right. Keep it going. Sorry.
Maybe he had a hole in one. Who knows? He wanted to tell Stella.
It was a FaceTime, so maybe I wonder, he must have just done Did something great on the golf it? Course.
Anyways, that's that. Never offside. I'm looking at Kat texting right
sorry.
Now.
Sorry. No, I was going to actually, okay, sorry. I know we're rolling right now. Sorry, Bob.
No, we're good.
I was just making sure Ty was okay, because that's like weird that you. Oh, okay, hold on. Hello?
Oh, are you still going?
Yes, we are still filming the podcast on Monday.
Sorry. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye, Tyler.
Bye, Tyler. All right. Oh my we're all gosh. Good.
He's not hanging off by a cliff. That's great.
Nope.
Oh, man. Well, thank you guys for listening to this entertaining episode of Never Offside. It's never a dull moment either here with us. Thank you again for listening. Like, subscribe, do what you do with the podcast on all your podcast platforms, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. What I'm supposed to say after that. Sorry. Tyler threw me off.
Good luck editing this one.